Louise and Joanna, their names traverse history. Immortal lovers, recorded now for everyone to see. Loved by a billion men sitting in the gloom hopelessly. Princesses whose lives have never grown, each man claims one for his own, not trying to keep their secrets, for each one so utterly alone. Where are they now? Do such love affairs ever end? While the night plays its tricks, and Joanna has become our dearest friend. Then Louise speaks in rhetoric. She looks so worldly wise, she looks secure. What tricks are these? She says, you know, the way you speak I simply can't endure. Don't be so quiet, who are you watching? I can't take this anymore. And was Joanna in love or just unkind? And were they tricks of denial or of the mind? Or was it just a song with a false sense of purpose left behind? That possesses the earthbound nature of life beyond your guard. In case the night tempts your denial, 'cause Joanna feels she tried far too hard. Then the visions of Louise, it's just a game that she plays every day, urging us to defy the need, deny it, or just get out the way. And Louise wants more than friendship, or at least, you know, that's what I hear her say. Though she offers her devotions to me with a handful of rain, it's not how it should be. And Louise is all-knowing, but there's no reward that I can see. So she packs the song with rhymes that don't quite rhyme, and the lights in the loft now resemble an expressionless mime. And then we're interrupted by the country music station in the night. But there's nothing but a metaphor to tell us what is wrong and what is right. Failure isn't being lost, it's being nothing without Louise in my sight. Joanna looks bemused, how will this end? As the night plays tricks on the lover and her friend, and these visions of Louise on a postcard no one will ever send. If there's nothing to turn off, then there's nothing turned on either, that's the game. And that includes poor Joanna, so unimpressed by her eternal bout of fame. Now Louise and her lover, they've long gone, took the money and ran. They wish to be alone, and they sure don't want to meet another fan. Joanna plays the movies, Louise wrote songs, I sing them when I can. But I always bring her back in my car. She has to sing to me before we get too far. And she closes her eyes, and she knows exactly where we are. But poor Joanna, she never has a single place to stay. With these visions of Louise. She just can't ever get away.